All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As promised, on the line, Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. How are you doing, Mayor Johnson?
Earl, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. I just have to say to people before we get started, man, it almost appears as if yesterday when a fresh-faced young man appeared in Mayor Barrett's office. And and I remember having some conversations with you. I don't know, man. You couldn't have been 30 years old back at that time. How old were you when you first stepped into mayor's office?
I it's funny you ask that. I was 26 years old.
Yeah, I knew it, man. Because I was even young then. but anyway, I remember meeting you, well-spoken, soft-spoken young man, who, you know, was in the mayor's office. From there, you wound up as the common council president, and now you're sitting in the mayor's seat. Tell us quickly a little bit about what that, you know, it's like a whirlwind, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, I'm actually glad you asked that, because, you know, for many people, it seems that they seem to think that I sprouted up in City Hall, but the reality is that I had been around and serving in this community for many, many years before that. I was born and raised here in Milwaukee. I went to Milwaukee Public Schools from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. I was raised and grew up in 53206 and some of the other depressed neighborhoods here in town. I recounted, along with my fifth grade elementary teacher, at my swearing in, that I went to six different MPS elementary schools, from the far northwest side of the city all the way to the south side of the city. Went to Daniel Webster Middle School on the northwest side, and then ultimately graduated from Bayview High School on the south side. And I had gotten involved with service because two things happened in my life in 2001. One was that I got involved with a pre-college program at the YMCA to get young people, low-income students in MPS, off to college. And I did that, went to UW-Madison and studied political science. The other part of that program was to get those same kids involved in service and giving back. And I fell in love with the community service aspect. I fell in love with serving the people of Milwaukee. And then that same year, a month later, 9/11 happened. And I was 14 years old at the time. And the light bulb went off for me. I know a lot of folks went into military service or whatever to serve the country after that had happened. But for me, I said, you know, I could go into government service to continue to help people, just like I fell in love with doing at the YMCA, and that never stopped. And so I went all across the country and around the world, to Europe and to South America and back here to Milwaukee to do service projects. And ultimately, I found myself in Mayor Barrett's office, ran for office myself in 2016, became a member of the common council, 2021 re-election, also election for council president, and now I'm the mayor.
So let's talk about what it is to be the mayor after the former mayor, who spent 17 years in that position, to be the mayor of a city that, on the one hand, you can see beautiful changes taking place downtown, but as you said earlier, other parts of it deteriorating beyond almost repair.
Yeah. That's an excellent way that you put that, Earl. And, you know, to me, to be the mayor, especially given the fact that we've had this wonderful renaissance downtown, and I've seen it, right? Like I said, my educational experience in Milwaukee Public Schools took me all across the city. My first job was actually downtown. I was working at the downtown YMCA as, you know, essentially a custodian, cleaning up in the locker rooms, picking up dirty towels, washing them, and getting them back out for our members there. And so I've gotten the chance to see, you know, the renaissance, the growth, the transformation that's happening in downtown Milwaukee. And when you go back into the neighborhoods, the ones that I grew up in, the ones that I also worked
that
in.
I grew up in too, but go ahead.
Yeah, certainly. I remember being a teenager walking down North Avenue, in the middle part of North Avenue. And that's important because, you know, North Avenue is sort of the tale of two cities. There's all this prosperity on the eastern end by Lake Michigan, you know, heading west. And then you get to the middle section and there's destitution and poverty and lack of jobs. And then as you get to the western part of the city and, of course, down to the suburbs, and that prosperity picks up again. But as a young man, I remember walking in the middle part of North Avenue and looking around and seeing windows that were busted out and businesses that had their doors boarded up. And if one was open, you go inside and nobody looked like you that was running it. And my thought was that for young people like me, for young African-American men, you know, that becomes dangerous. That begins to seep into your psyche and you think that's normal. And we can't allow that to continue in this city. We really need to change that around so that we create hope in the lives of the young people who live in this city.
So, Mayor Johnson, you're now the acting mayor. What are your plans? You got 60 days, a little bit more than that, as the acting mayor. What are you focusing on today?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think before I even took office, I started to address an issue that Milwaukeeans across the city, no matter where you live, have concern about, and that's reckless driving. And that's reckless driving and public safety, quite frankly. And so we released a comprehensive plan to tackle the issue of reckless driving called STAND, for Safer Streets. And so whether it's reckless driving or public safety generally, including the non-fatal shootings and homicides that we see in the city of Milwaukee, those are going to be the top issues that I'm looking to work on. You know, I just attended the other day, just like I have for the past number of years, the homicide vigil the vigil for homicide victims in the city of Milwaukee. And in 2021, as you well know, and your listeners, I'm certain, will know as well, there were 197 people who lost their lives in our city, many due to gun violence, you know. And so that's something that we really, really have to address in terms of public safety. But I understand that that's not going to be a silver bullet approach. Like, there's going to need to be multiple angles, multiple prongs to addressing public safety in Milwaukee, and that's exactly what I am prepared to work on as mayor. It's also going to be critically important that as mayor, and I've been doing this as council president in the past, I'll pick up or continue to do this as mayor, is changing the relationship between the city of Milwaukee and the state capitol, and particularly the party that runs the legislature. Look, I think, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they may see and understand in a general sense that we need to draw additional revenues into the city of Milwaukee. But the fact of the matter is that in order to bring that forward and have that come to fruition, you need to work with the party that's in power. And so I've said, you know, constantly that when the election actually happens and we're done, I'm going to have a cot in the Capitol working to build those relationships in order to get the additional revenue here to finally do that, to correct the ship so that we can continue providing needed public services in the city.
You know, Mayor Johnson, it is the mayor prior to you did everything within his power to try to get the legislature to see the wrong in what they were doing and not even allowing this city to raise a 1 cent sales tax in order to take care of its own business, where it wouldn't have to reach out to the state or anyone else to handle those kinds of things themselves. The state legislature also made a decision to take away what had stood for hundreds of years or more, where people who worked for the city, residency rules, which, you know, has caused major damage to the budget of this city. You're going to be faced with whoever the next mayor is going to be is going to be faced with having to deal with these pensions, with fire and police. And how do you begin? I mean, it's a monumental task, whoever winds up in that position. But you say you're going to you know, set up a cot at the state level and try to work with those folks. What will you do differently? You know, the county executive has tried to do the exact same thing to no avail.
Well, I think that these things take time, right? And it's relationship building that has to happen over time. And so right. The county executive and I are working and have been working in tandem since he got into that position as county executive and I've gotten into the position as council president, doing the old 1-2 punch, working as a tag team on issues around the state. You know, some folks may be aware that we're in 2022 now, but earlier last year, in 2021, the county executive and I traveled, to Rhinelander, some 3.5-4 hours north in the middle north woods of Wisconsin to talk to the Joint Finance Committee about the serious fiscal issues facing the city of Milwaukee and the county of Milwaukee. And when we were there, we heard so many stories from other leaders in government from medium-sized cities to small towns and even school districts as well that talked about the lack of revenue that's coming back to the local level and that putting downward pressure on our ability to deliver services to the people who expect them. So I think over time, we'll be able to continue to do that work and do it together in order to get the benefit that all of us seek. The other thing that I think is different about me versus the previous mayor is that there was some bad blood there, right? Tom Barrett had run against Scott Walker when the Republicans took power in the legislature back in 2010 and had run against him in the recall election as well. And I think for them, at least, that created a sense of bad blood. And whenever Tom Barrett's name was mentioned, they saw red flags and they couldn't get past himself. But I'm not him. I'm a whole different person. I take a whole different perspective. And I think an embodiment of exactly the issues that we're trying to fix in the city of Milwaukee, right, from our most depressed neighborhoods. And so I think by virtue of me being a different person and having a whole different style than Tom and working collaboratively with the county executive, we'll be able to move some things forward in terms of getting additional revenue and dollars back to the city.